6:39 on your Wednesday. Welcome back to Daybreak. Let's talk some headlines. Our first, Hugh Jackman is returning to play Wolverine in Deadpool 3. That means he got to get back into Wolverine shape. Yesterday, he posted a tweet thanking his chef for keeping him healthy while he devours everything that he needs.
Oh, my gosh.
To put on so much muscle.
This is one meal?
Yeah, well, he's eating 6 to 8,000 calories a day.
Whoa.
His meals. Look at that. Wow, okay. His meals include black bass, Patagonia salmon, 2 chicken burgers, 2 grass-fed sirloins. And again, all of this, just one day's worth of food. Recently, he was asked if he ever took steroids for the role, and he said no, because of the potential side effects they bring. I don't know if I could even physically eat all that in a day.
That's a week's meal.
If I was maybe, like, just pumping iron, like, 4 different times a day, maybe, but...
That's probably what he's doing, too, because you got to use that energy to, you know, build some muscle.
Oh.
And those meals sound delicious. I mean, if you have a chef cooking for you...
Must be nice.
And cooking those delicious meals, I think it makes it easier to eat.
Because
you're not cooking, you're not cleaning, you're just eating.
Yeah.
And it's probably so free. I mean, it's a restaurant quality. It's like the stuff, you know, that chefs make. So, yeah, absolutely.
Now that you say that, I think I could do it.
You make a good case.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a chef and, you know, if you have someone cooking and cleaning for you, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just going to eat. All right. This is super cool. The world's first flying bike hitting the market. The X Turismo luxury air cruiser by Air Winds is currently available in Japan for $555,000. The bike is inspired by the Star Wars franchise and weighs more than 661 pounds with a 228 horsepower motor. 4 fans on the bike provide extra power and stability, and the company says it's receiving orders from all over the world.
I would drive
How
one of
awesome.
Those.
Like, and it looks so fierce and so cool.
Futuristic.
Do you need a license for it?
That's what I was going
to
ask.
That's a good question. Do you have to be a pilot? Is it a pilot license?
Right.
A driver's license? Or both? Is there a specific type of license?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know that I would take my driver's test in one of those if I'm trying to get my license.
No.
Be tough to parallel park
that thing. If they're already getting orders, I wonder where will people use this on private property? Because you can't, I mean...
Yeah, street legal.
It's the new four-wheeler.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Probably get around well in the snow.
In the future, yeah, I will want one of those.
Yeah. Our final headline this morning comes from an old childhood staple getting an adult makeover. The company that owns Sunny D is launching a vodka seltzer version of the drink, and they say it's going to have the same great orange taste as the original Sunny D. The new drink will be available starting Saturday at Walmart stores nationwide.
Way to get back into that generation that now they're grown, and how do we get our customers back now that they're part of a different generation?
Sunny Delight. I'd miss the commercials for that as a kid. Those were always fun. But yeah, let's just add this to the list of, regular drinks breaking into the seltzer world.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how you know summer's just around the corner. Everyone's dropping their seltzies for the summer. All right, coming up, one more look at your full forecast this morning. Savannah's going to lay out rain chances for the rest of the week for you.
And we're taking a look at a downward trend for Missouri schools. On the latest performance report from the Education Department, we take a look at how local schools scored on that report. It's 6:43 on your Wednesday.